آمين يا رب العالمين، جزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله accept us all for his deen. الحمد لله. With the فضل and the كرم of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. He enables us to do any good. It's all from him. May Allah give us توفيق to serve him and to remember him. And to learn about him. سبحان الله. Hazrat Abu Darda رضي الله عنه said that knowledge is through learning. And he would say, he spoke of the pertinence of learning and teaching. That whatever we learn, we should teach others. We want to continue with some Sahaba radiyallahu anhum that became shaheed or left this world in the Mubarak lands of Sham. One interesting Sahabi is namely Dirar ibn al-Azwar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, embraced Islam, joined on many occasions, subhanallah. He was with Hazrat Khalid bin Walid in the lands of Persia. When Islam was taken into the Persian lands, Hazrat Dirar bin Azwar was with. And there's other very interesting, heroic events of this Sahabi and his sister, Khawla bint al-Azwar, radiallahu anha, in striving in Allah's way. Because from Persia, Dirar radiallahu anhu, then went to Syria, the lands of Sham, where he strove in Allah's way, subhanallah. And there were occasions where so bravely did he strive, Allahu Akbar, that one of the Murtaddeen even tried to strike him on his body, and Allah Ta'ala didn't allow that weapon to penetrate his body. It was Allah's help for him. There was an interesting occasion where he was taken captive, and Allah blessed him and his sister. She strove hard and she sacrificed greatly and got him rescued, radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. There was another Dirar ibn al-Khattab, who was also a poet in the past days, and alhamdulillah, in the latter time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did he also embrace Islam. Anyway, Dirar bin Azwar became shaheed in Ajnadin in the west of Quds. Another very interesting Sahabi who also strove in Allah's way and became shaheed in Ajnadin near Quds was a Sahabi by the name of Tulayb bin Amr, or Tulayb bin Umayr bin Wahab bin Abi Kathir from the Banu Abd al-Dar clan. Now, interesting is the mother of the Sahabi. So Tulayb radiallahu anhu's mother was Arwa bint Abdul Muttalib radiallahu anha. There's an interesting story that happened between them in the Hayatul Sahaba volume 1. His mother motivated him to strive for Allah, to defend Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one occasion when Abu Jahl disrespected Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam verbally, Tulayb couldn't bear it, and he struck Abu Jahl with the bone of a camel. He was also among those who migrated in the early stages to Abyssinia. We were discussing not long ago, subhanallah, the Abyssinian king. The Abyssinian king, who Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he is a just man, and my sahaba would not be dealt with unjustly under him. Subhanallah, that was An-Najashi. So this Sahabi also migrated to the lands of Abyssinia and thereafter to Medina Munawwara. He also participated in taking Islam into the lands of Sham. There's an interesting report about him that he embraced Islam in the early stages when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was teaching Allah's deen in the Darul Arqam stage. When he joined the environment there, he changed his life. He then went to his mother, Hazrat Arwa bint Abdul Muttalib, radiallahu anha. She was the aunt of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he mentioned to his mother, "Oh my mother, I now follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam." His mother said to him, "The best person for you to follow is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your cousin Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam." And his mother said to him, "By Allah, if I could only do what men could do, I would defend Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and protect him." He also participated in Badr, and he became shaheed in Ajnadin. Another amazing Sahabi, radiallahu anhu, who also, subhanallah, is buried right there, subhanallah, in Madinatul Quds, right there by the Haram. next to Masjid Aqsa, subhanallah, is none other than Hazrat Ubadah ibn Samit radiyallahu anhu. Ubadah bin Samit bin Qais bin Asram, subhanallah, bin Fihr bin Sa'laba bin Ghan bin Salim bin Auf bin Khazraj al-Ansari radiyallahu anhu. He was among the early Muslims from the Medinan people, and he participated in the first bay'ah as well as the second bay'ah. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam chose 12 Sahaba from Medina to be responsible for the deen of the remainder, Hazrat Ubadah was one of them. When the Jews of Medina, who were close associates of the people of Medina, when they betrayed our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Ubadah was the first to get rid of them and free himself from those who betray our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was among the Sahaba who memorized the entire Quran. He used to also teach the Quran to Ahlul Suffah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would send him to collect zakat and to teach Allah's deen. And he participated greatly in taking Islam to the lands of the world. He was in Sham. He even took Islam into Egypt under Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu. And then, subhanallah, Hazrat Amr ibn al-As was in Allah's way, striving for Allah with 4,000 men. He needed reinforcements. Hazrat Umar radiyallahu anhu sent 4 men, writing to Hazrat Amr that each one is equivalent to 1,000. So he sent 4,004. So they became 8,004. But Hazrat Umar mentioned that these 4, each one is equivalent to 1,000. Some of these few that by Umar was equated to 1,000 was Hazrat Maslama bin Mukhallad radiyallahu anhu, the other being Az-Zubayr ibn al-Awwam radiyallahu anhu, the third being Al-Miqdad ibn Amr radiyallahu anhu, Al-Miqdad bin Amr al-Aswad radiyallahu anhu, and the fourth being none other than Ubadah ibn Samit radiyallahu anhu. Subhanallah. Imagine, when Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu wanted to give da'wat and convey a message, he sent a delegation to meet the king of Alexandria, Muqawqis, Juraij ibn Mina. He sent Hazrat Ubadah at the head of the delegation, the Amir, to convey Hazrat Amr's message to the king. And subhanallah, in this dialogue, Hazrat Ubadah bin Samit radiyallahu anhu invited the king of Alexandria to Islam. Sahaba invited to Allah. Their goal was to invite humanity, that every person should get the message of Islam. Interestingly, the king, seemingly being racist, was very upset that the man speaking to him was dark-skinned. Now, Hazrat Ubadah bin Samit was very dark in color, subhanallah. But color didn't make a difference in the life of a Muslim, because every color is special. Every color of every person is from Allah. That's signs of Allah's greatness. It is signs to teach us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all kinds of people from soil. We're made of soil. And the color we have is from Allah. And we have to value and respect each other, irrespective of color, race, nationality, background. Sahaba radiyallahu anhum taught us to respect people irrespective of color, never to be racist. Allah save us from racism. That is a despicable quality. It is despised in our deen. It is unacceptable, looking down upon any of Allah's creation. And Allah save us, subhanallah. This can deprive one of iman. And imagine the Jews who knew about our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as the Quran Kareem mentions, that they recognize my Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam like they recognize their own children. الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. This ayah you will hear in the early days of Taraweeh, in the first night. Allah says they recognize my Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam like they recognize their own children. They were in Madinah Munawwara, awaiting our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَكَانُوا مِن قَبْلُ يَسْتَفْتِحُونَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَا عَرَفُوا كَفَرُوا بِهِ فَلَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. They would seek Allah's assistance through Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when what they recognized came to them, they refuted. They knew our Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but what stopped them? It's none other than racism. They looked down upon the progeny of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, when in their own biblical version it is clear that Allah says, and this is in Genesis chapter 17 verse 20, that Allah will make Ismail's offspring great. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, subhanAllah, the hadith is sound, sahih, Hazrat Wathila bin Asqa' radiallahu anhu's hadith, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah chose from humanity, Allah chose the children of Ismail alayhi salam. Then Allah chose Bani Kinana. Then Allah chose Quraysh. Then Allah chose Banu Hashim. Then Allah, from all His creation, chose Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah made him the best of the best, the greatest of Allah's creation. But in the ahadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us, never have the way of racism, because this is the fuel of hell. Then Allah's Nabi said, call each other the slogans of Iman and Islam, because Allah called us Muslim and Allah called us Mu'min. Sahaba asked him, if this trait is in one, will they still end up in hell? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, even if they pray Salah and fast, this trait of looking down upon others, Allah save us. So Hazrat Ubadah gives dawat, and this king was quite offended. And he said to the others, why is he speaking to me? So they said, he is our Amir, appointed by our Amir. He is our head, our leader. So he said, how can you appoint a dark man as your leader? So the Sahaba said, to us all colors are equal. لا ينكر السواد فينا. And then he says, please speak to me nicely. I fear your appearance and your awe and your demeanor. And subhanAllah, the Sahabi invited him to Islam with wisdom and expressed and portrayed the awe and the grandeur and the beauty of Islam. Allahu Akbar. Interestingly, when Sahaba conquered certain regions in Egypt, like Armanusa, like one area, the princess, the daughter of Muqawqis, was in that area. She had ran away from home because her father was actually forcing her to marry the next Roman emperor, Constantine. And they were a different category of Christians to that of the Egyptians. And she didn't want to wed him. And she then ran away from her home. When the Sahaba conquered that region, her servants said to her, let's see, now we're in trouble. You shouldn't have left your father's home. And the response she gave to her servants and her friends, as you know, there's no greater safety than in the protection of a Muslim. A Muslim will never harm you. And look at our brothers in Gaza. Subhanallah. Yes, they took those hostages. Alhamdulillah. The reason for them doing that was to try and get the thousands of Muslims who are unjustly detained in Israeli prisons for years on end without any trial, and with brutality they are tortured, harmed, they violated. So this they did to get their own brothers, our own brothers, freed. But subhanallah, as those hostages are released, they come out with so much of happiness. You can see from their demeanor is that they were treated kindly. And this is the teachings of Islam, despite the media trying hard to distort this. But you and I as Muslims have to, every one of us in our own way, try to show the truth to the world. Whoever we can reach out unto, let's aspire to do so. The Sahabi Hazrat Ubadah, subhanallah, he strove in Allah's way. For Allah's sake, subhanAllah. He was even with Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, the first time Sahaba went via the sea, striving for Allah. And that was a prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Sahih Bukhari, when Hazrat Ummu Haram radiallahu anha saw this amazing scene when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was smiling in his sleep. And she asked him, The riwayah is lengthy in Sahih Bukhari. And what brought him great joy was he saw his ummah traverse the ocean for the deen of Allah. That brought joy to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at Hazrat Umm Haram's request, O Allah's Nabi, make dua. Allah, make me among them. Hazrat Umm Haram bint Milhan, the aunt of Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu. His mother's name was Rumaysa Umm Sulaim. This was his aunt, Rumaysa Umm Haram radiallahu anha. Interestingly, on that journey, because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to her, you were among them, anti minhum. And when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam rested again, and he also smiled in his dream, and then she asked him later on, he explained to her that my sahaba were taking my deen again. My ummah is taking my deen. And she asked to be among them. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you were with the first group going for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's exactly what happened. She was wedded to Hazrat Ubadah bin Samit. They were together in Allah's way on that journey with Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu and his wife Hazrat Qarada radiallahu anha, and there Hazrat Umm Haram became shaheed. She was Shahidatul Bahr, the first to become shaheed in that region, Qubrus, Cyprus. And Qubrus refers to the city being blessed with the grave of the righteous woman Hazrat Umm Haram radiallahu anha. And the Sahabi Hazrat Ubadah strove in Allah's way. He always spoke the truth. And there's an amazing incident in Sunan Ibn Majah where he expressed one hadith to Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu and how clearly he spoke what he knew. And then he left the lands of Sham, and Hazrat Umar sent him back and said to Hazrat Muawiyah that you make sure you listen to Hazrat Ubadah bin Samit because he's a scholar of this deen. How can there be khair in a land without Hazrat Ubadah? This was Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu's words, valuing Hazrat Muawiyah and instructing Hazrat Muawiyah to value and respect Hazrat Ubadah bin As-Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And this sahabi left this world right there in Palestine, subhanallah. He's buried right there near Masjid al-Aqsa. His grave is apparent and clear to see and visit. And interestingly, Hazrat Umm Haram radiallahu anha's son was Abu Ubayy. He was the last Sahabi to pass on in the land of Palestine. Abu Ubayy radiallahu anhu. Allah give us tawfiq to love the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, to defend them, to learn about them, to share their message, the message of Islam, subhanallah. The deen that they preserved, protected in its pure, pristine form, and they took it to the world. May Allah give us tawfiq to value them. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi, bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.